Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy it. The show notes are included in the summary for each episode. Notes can be accessed from the Mobile Marketing Podcast link at the top and bottom of the dominoresearch.com website. If you like the podcast, please take a moment to help us out. Rate and review us on your preferred medium. We are currently available on iTunes, Google Play Podcast, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Thank you. Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Welcome to our Best Of series, where we take some of our best or most popular episodes, extract some nuggets of wisdom, and then combine them into these Best Of episodes. This offers our listeners the opportunity to check out bits of different episodes, get a feel for what's applicable to your business, and then hopefully go back into the archives and listen to the full episodes. Our platform, MobileWalletMarketer.com, enables small to mid-sized business owners across a variety of industries the opportunity to use mobile to enhance sales, marketing, and customer service via a unique mobile interface that works with nearly every smartphone on the planet. I'll be giving you a heads up about the content in each excerpt in this episode to provide some context for you, so to speak. Our first clip in this Best Of series comes from episode number 34, Why Mobile Works, The Proof is in the Pudding. This was part one of a two-part show, and it first aired in February of 2017. It proved to be, and still is, a very popular episode with listeners. It's actually in our top 10 of all-time listens. The excerpt from this show comes from a real-life example with some customers who are only related by geography. They're all in the same shopping district, but they each sell distinct products or services. However, by working together to promote each other, they have all seen an increase in sales and profit margin. They all benefit from this combined effort. It's blogs, print, radio and TV ads. If you use a short URL, it's really simple to push your passes in radio or TV. You can team up with complimentary merchants or nearby businesses that you guys have products that work well together.
Right. I mean, a great example is our clients, our merchants in New Jersey. They use proximity and location marketing for using mobile updates and to cross-sell between their neighboring businesses. So we have a wine merchant that uses a beacon inside their store that's triggered a suggestion to customers to visit the cheese shop that's around the corner. And if you brought your wine store receipt the same day, that cheese store would give you a discount on purchases, and they will help your customers figure out what cheese would be paired with that wine that you brought in. Now, this kind of worked in a circle since the cheese shop triggered another offer to the bakery across the street, so that these guys have one set up for the wine shop that produced an offer.
So it was like a big circle. The three of them were recommending each other's businesses. And if you came in with the receipt from the bakery to the wine store, they'd give you a quick free wine tasting and help you pair something with your dessert or with whatever you're having for dinner.
Right. And these three stores, they work together in unison to make this happen. And it's great to see. It's fantastic.
Well, it's a fantastic way for them to provide customer service at a very basic level. And they're giving the customer something of value for simply continuing to shop in the same local area. Instead of, oh, yeah, I got my wine, now I'm going over to Safeway. Or, oh, I got my loaf of bread, and now I'm going over to Albertsons. Every one of the merchants in this sort of three-way circle knew enough about what was going on in the other one's store, and they were complementary products. So it was super convenient for somebody to come in and pick, say, a wine, cheese, and a dessert, or some bread for like a get-together, or even just an everyday meal with the family.
Yeah, and another out-of-the-box use for mobile wallet coupons and location triggers with one of our clients is the golf club. And I'm going to let you explain that, Kim.
So, yeah, you're not a really, well, I'm a terrible golfer, let me just say that.
I'm not much of a golfer.
If you are a golfer, then you understand that in between the front nine and the back nine is where what we have is called the turn. And if you're not a golfer, what generally happens is that between the finishing hole number 9 and going to start on hole number 10, this is where normally the golfers are going through and, you know, they're kind of reduced to grabbing a hot dog and a bag of chips while they're hustling along because you have to keep your place in the queue and, you know, the pace of play has to continue going on. So what we have here is this golf course that we work with. They use the 8th tee box to trigger a notification for the players, and it pops up on their phone and lets them know that they can see the menu from the turn, which is the name of their clubhouse grill, and they can see the menu, decide what they want to have for lunch, and they can order with a quick one-tap call while they're on the golf course. This way, their food is ready for pickup when they finish the 9th hole. And the club also asked us to put up a second reminder on the 9th tee box, and this is just a straight-up click-to-call. It's a one-tap click on the back of the pass that dials directly into the restaurant so they can order. So what happened here is you had a lot of happy members who stopped eating hot dogs and chips all the time. And the club was fantastically rewarded because their per ticket sales, basically they tripled because people were now buying hot roast beef sandwiches and grilled chicken sandwiches, which are double the price of a hot dog. So one of the cool things that they have planned for next season is they want to expand the program by adding a trigger. Our second clip for this best of episode is from number 37, the 5 best business blogs that you're not reading. Originally airing in March of 2017, this episode was all about giving back to our listeners without promoting ourselves. We work hard to develop a relationship with our customers and prospects, and we feel that offering information and ideas that don't directly relate to our products is a fabulous way to create a value add for them. You'll notice in several of our episodes that we discuss ways our clients can give their own prospects more value for the money. We try to adhere to that same philosophy whenever possible. Another one is the quicksprout.com blog, which is quicksprout.com/blog. Neil Patel, I don't know if you're familiar with him. He started Crazy Egg and a bunch of other companies. He's a super, super smart guy. He writes the blog at Quick Sprout, and they're another, not exactly like Buffer, but they're also a super involved company in content marketing, social marketing using content, SEO marketing using content. Two of Neil's latest blog posts, one of them was about how you could dominate any keyword in SEO results. That was a really good one. And one that he did not too long ago was about cognitive bias and how cognitive bias causes us to create campaigns and to not necessarily want to look directly at campaign results because we are expecting a result. And when we don't necessarily get the result that we expected, sometimes we go and we look for other things to reinforce our idea instead of looking at the cold hard numbers and realizing that maybe our campaign is a failure. You know, this is something that we all kind of fall prey to. And those two right there, especially the cognitive bias one. I mean, we do not use any of Neil Patel's products, not because they're bad. We happen to use Mouseflow instead of Crazy Egg for a heat mapping because we like their dashboard better. But you certainly would be doing yourself a disservice if you don't go and check out the Quick Sprout blog.
Yeah, and if I don't know if many people have heard of Ryan Holiday. It's ryanholiday.net. He has a great average business blog. He's just a guy who likes to talk about stuff.
He's crazy, though. He has done some absolutely crazy, off-the-wall, amazing things to get market share and to get noticed and stuff like that. I mean, he's like the Joe Rogan of marketing, or the, who was that guy from, that Steve-O guy?
Oh, okay, Steve-O.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of crazy, but yeah. He writes in a style, you know, he also writes for Observer.com. But when you go to his personal blog at ryanholiday.net, he's writing about completely off the wall things. You know, like he has a reading list that he publishes, then, and it's kind of like, these are the books that I'm reading. This is what I took away from them. He's pretty straightforward mm-hmm. about his opinions. If you know what I'm saying, this is probably not something that you want to sit and read out loud when your kids are around. Some of his blog entries are kind of harsh, but yeah, and we have zero affiliation with him other than the fact that he truly is an insightful marketer, and he tends to look at things outside of the box and sort of from a different angle than most. And with that, we're going to wrap up this Best of Marketing episode. We hope that you've enjoyed it, and you can find all of the individual episodes in the archives in chronological order. You can also search for them by topic. If you like the podcast, please take a moment to rate it on whatever app you use to listen: iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, or any others. If you'd like to speak to us directly, or perhaps you'd like to be interviewed in an upcoming episode, info@dominoresearch.com is the primary email for contacting us. Thanks, and have a great week.